The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you in a little while. The world will be no longer. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
We first want to give thanks to God that Deacon Brad is back serving at the altar after some time of recovery. We can clap to that. Thank you, Lord, for the healing that's gone on and for God's grace. The promise of Jesus is the Holy Spirit. This weekend and the next couple of weekends, we'll hear scripture at the masses leading us up to the great feast of Pentecost. The promise of the Holy Spirit. The promise of the Holy Spirit is the mercy of Jesus. The promise of Jesus is the eternal love of the Father. There is no reason to be afraid. There is no reason in this life to be afraid. We are with God. God is with us. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful. We pray this as Catholics, as believers. We pray this so that we can feel the consolation of God. There are times in our lives when it feels like God is distant and not involved in our lives. When I am suffering and afraid, when I feel alone, why does it seem like God stays away? But we know this is not true. Jesus teaches us that God is not a distant God. He is a relational God. He loves us. God loves us so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ. He loves us so much that he commands his Son to offer his life as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins and the salvation of the world. He loves us so much that he promises to leave his Holy Spirit with us so we can know him, follow him, and live with him forever. The love of Jesus for us is a healing love. The love of Jesus for us saves our souls. It is a tragedy to not follow Jesus. Someone asked Archbishop Fulton Sheen once, "Can you be a good Catholic and not go to church?" And he said, "Not really." And he gave some examples. He said, Can you be a good member of the golf club if you never pay dues and never golf there? Or can you be a good Yankees fan if you do not watch the games or go to them or keep up with their season? So why do so many not go to Mass? He said, some say it's because the church is full of hypocrites, so many hypocrites. And to that I say, well, there's always room for a few more. In other words, the church is full of people who are not perfect, but who seek the Lord. That is us. We aren't perfect, but we seek the Lord who perfects us, who loves us. We may struggle with sin, but we can never stop seeking Jesus. What is the purpose of religion? To seek, to find, and to receive the love of Jesus. That is the purpose. Here we encounter divine love through the mysteries of our faith, through the sacramental life of the church. This divine love heals everything. The history of sin is a history of turning away from God while attempting to save our own souls. The original sin is always thinking this: I am better than God. I am better and more powerful and more reasonable than God. What Jesus does for us on the cross and what he is trying to teach us in this gospel and throughout all the gospel message is this: stop trying to be God and start following God. A priest was reflecting once on the state of grace we are in when we finish a confession, a sacramental confession, or also when we receive the Eucharist. He said, particularly when you come out of confession, he says, within me is the Holy Spirit now, dwelling there, sent and given. As the object of knowledge, he can be experienced by me in a personal and familiar way. I can know him even as I am known. That's what I desire, to be known. I desire to be in the front line, proclaiming the gospel to the world. I would rather be struggling and going to prayer and going to confession and going to Mass and going and growing in faith, because then I know, at the same time that God is with me. That's what the Lord gave us. He gave us this example of laying down his life. I would rather be known and fully loved by God. I will leave you with this: don't live your life forgetting the love of God, turning away from his love. Live within the struggle, the power of his mercy, the power of his cross. Live your life fully known, fully forgiven, blessed and loved by God. Jesus, we trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.